The three petitions seek to cap the local property tax rate, remove sales tax on food and utilities, and make in-person voting the default again in Juneau. A Juneau advocacy group called the Affordable Juneau Coalition is leading the effort. Joe Geldof is a local attorney and member of the group. He also unsuccessfully ran for the Juneau Assembly 2 years ago. He says the purpose of the petitions is to make Juneau more affordable.
There's been a lot of discussion for a long period of time about how to do that in the city and borough assembly, and the city manager never seemed to accomplish anything on that.
The Juneau Assembly already considered removing sales tax on food a few years ago, but ultimately decided against it. The city currently taxes food and utilities at 5%. Geldof says removing that tax would directly lower people's bills.
Because it impacts every resident, and especially lower and moderate income.
But on the flip side, those taxes bring in a combined $10 to $12 million in revenue to the city each year. If voters pass the initiative, City Finance Director Angie Flick says it likely means the city would have to cut back on spending or reduce services to make up for that lost revenue.
That would be, you know, a sizable chunk of the city's budget and would definitely require the assembly to make some hard decisions.
The same goes for the petition to lower the mill rate. The city uses the mill rate to calculate how much property tax residents pay each year. Those taxes are expected to bring in about $63 million this fiscal year, which makes up roughly 40% of its general fund revenue.
While today those limits might be manageable, it really does handcuff the city moving forward as, you know, the cost of services likely increases. You know, it certainly could put the assembly in a place where they're having to make unpopular decisions.
Right now, the city caps the mill rate at 12 mills, but the petition would drop the ceiling down to 9 mills. While that could lower property taxes in the future for property owners, it again would likely come at a cost to the city. Geldof says that's the point.
They need to start taking a hard look at all the expenses they do and get back to funding essentials. How that plays out, of course, is going to be up to the assembly.
That leads to the petition to make in-person voting the default again in Juneau. Geldof says he thinks the change will make elections cheaper. The Juneau Assembly approved an ordinance 2 years ago that made by-mail voting the default for local elections, but residents can still vote in person at city vote centers. Last year, a group of residents tried to repeal that ordinance, but failed to gather enough signatures to get it on the ballot. This time around, the petition would instead amend language in that same ordinance to make elections poll-based again, instead of by-mail. The group will have until May 30th to gather just over 2,700 signatures for each petition to secure a spot on the local ballot this October. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.